This evening, the Bush administration announced that North Korea has admitted to violating its agreement with the U.S. not to develop nuclear weapons. White House spokesman Sean McCormick said North Korea is in material breach of that agreement. Peter Hayes has been to North Korea several times as an expert for the Nautilus Institute for Security and Sustainable Development, and he joins us now. Peter Hayes, the Bush administration apparently learned about this on October the 4th or thereabouts. Why is the announcement coming out now?
Actually, Jackie, I believe they've known about this for quite some time. I think it's an interesting question as to why now. The American diplomat sent to North Korea to present the U.S. position in early October, Jim Kelly, directly raised this with the North Koreans, who then responded to the American ultimatum that indeed they were engaged in an enrichment-related activity. I understand it's enrichment from the news reports. I don't know that myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the case, there is really no innocent explanation, because they're not allowed under the Cato Light Water Reactor Agreement to enrich uranium. The denuclearization declaration that they signed in 1992 with South Korea states clearly that they shall not possess reprocessing or uranium enrichment facilities. So even though the agreed framework text itself only refers to the graphite-moderated or homemade North Korean reactors and, quote, related facilities, and enrichment activity would not be a related facility in a technical sense, politically it doesn't really matter, because they either didn't declare this activity to the IAEA, they either lied back in the late 80s, or they began this since these various agreements were signed. It's now been discovered by the United States.
So, let me just jump in and ask you, this is a country that had been, you know, declared a part of the evil axis back when the president made his State of the Union address. Is there something about a declaration here that in which North Korea wishes to square its relations with the United States?
Well, I think what's going on is twofold. One, in this administration in Washington, the hawks are definitely out to end the agreed framework. It's been a key political target since the administration came to power, and they would like to both reduce and eventually eliminate the North Korean nuclear threat. It's not clear that they have a policy strategy to do that in order to, you know, to actually replace the agreed framework. But
mm-hmm.
that's been clearly their goal. It's been articulated particularly by Republicans who are political appointees in this administration.
And in 30 seconds, Peter, what is it likely to do now in terms of U.S.-Korean relations, especially with this war looming?
Well, I think it all depends on intentions. If the North Koreans come clean, initiate the special inspections with the IAEA, then we can move ahead with inspections of this site that the Americans have discovered. There is a precedent for this with the previous inspection of a cave back in the Clinton administration. I think the important thing is both sides have massive leverage at the demilitarized zone, and if either side plays hardball...
Thank you, Peter. Thanks very much. Peter Hayes is author of Pacific Powder Cake, American Nuclear Dilemmas in Korea.